Hi guys, this is Jacob.
And this is Kikau. And together we are hosts of Main Street
and Beyond. I don't think that's right either.
Hello, friend. How are you?
I'm good, Kikau. How are you?
So good. Welcome back to another episode of Main Street and Beyond. All right, so for our very first trivia question, are you ready?
Yes.
What instrument does Lady Tremaine play in Cinderella?
The harpsichord.
It is the piano.
Oh, I was going to say the piano. Well, piano, harpsichord, same, not the same, but you know.
No, I don't know.
She sat and played keys of something.
The answer says piano.
Really? Piano?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it my go?
Yep.
Oh, here's a good one. And at Tokyo Disneyland, what is the name of the themed land known in the other Disney parks as Main Street USA?
In Tokyo, what is the name of the themed land?
Yeah, so they don't have a Main Street in Tokyo. Okay. What do they have? That's basically what
I'm asking. Oh, man. Okay, it must be some sort of like town square or like America Celebrate or like... Oh, God, this is like all very racist. it's like Grand Central.
It's called World Bazaar.
Oh, okay. I wonder if the same thing's true for a Shanghai.
I don't know. There's some kind of main street at Shanghai.
Yeah. All right. I'm so excited. What are we talking about? Now, we've both, since our last recording, have been to the parks. Tell us about your trip.
Oh my God, my trip was fantastic. It was
into Disneyland or Disney California?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Keep going. Did both everything in one day. Got there really early, like rope drop.
Okay.
And did all of the rides. We did all the rides in DCA by 2:00 and then headed over to Disneyland. But that kind of tells you how the crowd, uncrowded or crowded it was. It was not very crowded, but it was freezing cold. I will say that.
Like, how cold?
Like, freezing. Everyone had coats on, and it's just cold for California. Very
sure.
Cold. And so it was, yeah, it was just really, it was a great day, though. And then we went to Disneyland, and we rode pretty much everything in Disneyland, except for I was like, I'm going to pass on Splash Mountain only because I did not want to get wet with it being so cold.
Right. But how were the lines over there?
Really short. Like we waited. The longest thing was Hyperspace Mountain, and we got fast passes for that. So we ended up not waiting, but that was the longest, and it was probably like an hour still. But like, we walked on the Haunted Mansion, we walked on all the Fantasyland rides except for Peter Pan, because that again was a long line.
Were you there celebrating anything?
My friend Vito, who I worked at Disney World with.
Hi Vito
was here in town, and so we went and I spent the day in the parks with him, and we just laughed and kikied and saw the parade, and we tried to see Mickey and the Magical Map, but they were not running. I guess it's only running on the weekends now, which is weird, but okay.
Maybe it's totally possible that they are doing some construction back there, actually. Days. Like,
right.
That whole area, at least in behind it, where the train tracks are, which is right next to it, everything's kind of... It's totally possible that that's... just guessing.
What they're doing during the week.
I'm just guessing.
Maybe. It was really fun. And then We were met by a friend of his that had never been to the park.
Ever.
So it was kind of fun. So we like had nostalgia day at the beginning and then had like first day at the end of the day. Second half of the day, because his friend Hamilton showed up. Hi, Hamilton. That's his real name.
Hi, Hammy.
And so
Hamilton.
I was like, okay, well, we've got to ride, like,
he came small late world. That late? And it was his first time there?
Yeah. Okay. I don't. You know the kids. The kids in LA, they just do, you know, I don't know what they... He couldn't get there earlier.
Got it.
I guess. So yeah. So then we rode like Small World and Haunted Mansion and Space Mountain. We rode Space Mountain with him.
Great. Oh, so you got on that again or with him?
Yeah.
Because you had did not.
He got there around 2:00, so it wasn't like
great.
You know. But and yeah.
Weather was cold,
Very cold. We saw the Paint the Night parade. Everything was in it except for the big like Tigger and the Lumiere and the Genie. I guess is it Genie?
Yeah, little too windy.
Maybe too windy, and then the fireworks were canceled due to wind.
Okay.
So they played the like finale thing.
It makes sense. It's only not good when you're waiting there for them, and then they announce sort of last minute. To me, it's like, oh, I wish that they just made the call a little earlier. So you
yeah, weren't... they make it like 10 minutes early. They come on, they like, ladies and gentlemen, due to high winds, it is possible that it might be, you know, canceled, but we're gonna keep it up to minute. So I feel like if you get that announcement, you like, go ahead.
Just go.
Go start writing something, get in a line, because if they've made that announcement, the wind is not going to die down in 10 minutes.
Sure.
Enough for them to do this show.
Right.
And I get it. They have to have safety. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things like, oh, man, it's a shame. But also, like, totally fine. Because you don't want something catching on fire. Like, you know. Anyway, that was that.
That's so
great. It
was
a great day. We ate lunch. I had a chocolate, I had a chocolate twist, bread twist.
Okay.
From Cozy Cone, and from Vito had the cheese parmesan twist.
Both great. I've had that one before, or at one point.
Both great, but I think that, the cheesy, sorry. Oh my God, Kiko's doing things to me off mic that is making me laugh. He's making faces. Okay, just so you know. I think the cheesy garlic ones are better than the chocolate ones. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay, you've tried them both.
Tried them both.
In that moment.
I'm going to say get the cheesy garlic.
Yeah.
I really, really wanted French toast from Flo's, but Vito was like, I don't want that much. Like, he didn't want that much breakfast, so...
I don't know. You know. When you're especially there all day, I need to fuel myself with something a little bit more significant.
Yeah,
whether it's a Starbucks sandwich or like, I can't. Yeah. I can't survive on a twist.
I know. I was kind of like, ooh, we need to eat. Like, but you know, it's fine. I mean, totally fine. It's fine. We did our thing, and then we rode Cars Land. It was really fun. And then we had lunch at. What's it called? I always call it Crystal Palace, and it's not. It's and it's not Carnation Plaza. It is
the Plaza Inn. Inn.
Plaza Inn.
Yeah, I think it's Plaza Inn.
I know.
We do this all the time, actually.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Fried chicken. We had fried chicken for lunch.
Okay.
And if you've listened to our other episodes, you know which fried chicken
it is. Yeah, it's the Plaza Inn, or Plaza Inn restaurant on Main Street.
It was great.
Great.
It was great. And I kind of liked that. It was actually nice to eat a big lunch, and then we didn't have, like, a big dinner. We just, like, had a little snack. And I felt like it worked better timing-wise with the activities that are there at Disneyland Because eating, if you're trying to eat dinner and then see like Paint the Night or
oh, you can't do both.
Yeah,
right.
Like it all gets kind of like mashed up, and you get like, oh, we gotta hurry, we gotta run over and see it, and like, so I was like, oh, this might be the plan. Is if you want to eat at a restaurant, to have take the afternoon, because there's nothing really starts till 4 o'clock,
right,
with the parade, right?
Right.
So have like that bigger, fancier lunch. You know, and it's also maybe a little cheaper. And then, like, do your corn dog for dinner while you're waiting for the parade or something.
Sure. Oh, that's great. So, load up on carbs and other nutrients in the afternoon.
Have a real chicken dinner.
Especially now something. With the when you're getting fast passes or things, it's typically in that 7-8 area. Like, yeah. It's like any activity at this point is sort of backloaded. You're doing it later in the day, be it a parade or a ride. Totally get that. Okay.
So it's more crowded in the afternoon, right? Because the people do leave. So I don't know. That's what I would say. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
So are you saying you're not going to have a snack in between lunch and late night snack?
I don't believe I said that. I said I'm going to have lunch at a restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
No, that's not true. But, I'm thinking, like, if you're planning your trip and you're listening, and maybe think about that. Because it's something I never thought about. Like, oh my God, where are we going to have dinner? But like, you think, oh, we'll just grab lunch and then we'll have a nice dinner. And it works out better to have the nice lunch because you're not missing anything or feel like you've got to hurry up.
Sure.
To get to the parade route. So that's what it is. And have you been lately?
I have. Like literally just yesterday. What? On a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday?
It was so
Tell
much
us
fun.
About it. What happened?
So first of all, we were there. Julia. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
At Julia and Randall. Hi, at Randallemes. Hey, girl. It was actually literally Randall's birthday. And
yesterday.
So we were celebrating his 30th birthday.
Oh.
How fun. Don't mean to call you out, but it's...
30, but you did.
But I did. But it's exciting. 30 is a very exciting age. I remember loving...
30 is great.
It just is great. To me, that's celebrate.
It's like the new 20, though, really. Like,
yeah.
Well, I guess 20 is 20, but...
20 is 20, but like to me, the other significant one really was like 25. 21's like major.
Yeah.
As you,
yeah,
you know, 18, right. 21.
Tequila
but to
shot.
Me, like 25 was like turning point. 30 was like major...
Yeah, I mean, I said this to him, like, it always feels like 2 years later than I feel like, oh, I'm finally in this decade. Like, I didn't feel 30 until I was actually, like, 32.
Right.
Because then I felt like, oh, I was like, oh, right, I'm in my 30s. Like,
you sort of let it
touch
up to
you. It took a while
to
sink in.
I hear that.
But maybe that's my age cycle.
No, but that's right. I mean, and I think people go through their own things, and it's just... To me, the fact that you're now writing a 3, or you basically are checking a different box now, I think that's something where previously you may have checked the 18 to 29. There's just something about it that's like,
oh,
you're in a new box. Like
that's tough.
Yeah.
When you go up in that box.
Right. Like, oh, I'm in this box now.
Right. You don't kind of realize that. Until that happens, and you're like, ooh. Now, is 30 the, like, over-the-hill birthday? Is that when you're supposed to, like,
no,
do over-the-hill? Like, everyone gets black balloons,
no,
and you're
no,
like,
no.
Ooh, you're 30,
I mean,
girl.
Ironically, I think people might do that, but to me, that's always been 50. Like, once 50,
really?
I just, 50 is, like, black balloons and over-the-hill.
See, I don't know, because I think that's a little too like, close to being true.
Well, do you think it's 40? It's not 40.
Is it 40?
I don't know.
When do you do over the hill birthday? Somebody.
You could do.
Go to Facebook and tell us.
It's going to do whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Yeah, but you can't do it like 28. That's not an over the hill birthday.
Right.
It has to be like
figuring your life out.
Yeah.
Okay, long story short, he's 30. We've said that a million times now.
Right.
We went to Disneyland. It was so fun. And we actually left after school, which means we were on the road at about 3 o'clock. We spent about 2 hours in the car to get there.
About 2 hours,
yeah. Yeah, and it actually was totally cool, clear, no traffic at all. And then the last, what seemed like was supposed to be 15 minutes, ended up being like 45. Like, it was like, the math was like, oh man, this,
we're driving
into traffic and there's not really an option. So, you know, we were in the, happily in the carpool lane, and it still took that about that long. And we got to the park, which was great. Found great parking, and the first thing that we did was went to Luigi's Rollickin' Roadsters, which is the new ride.
Absolute new ride. Tell us
in
everything.
In Cars Land,
oh,
which is presented by Alamo. If you follow me on Snapchat, that's KeekOutTown on Snapchat, please follow. I did a whole story about the Rollickin' Roadsters. It's going to be hard to say. RR.
It's the
Luigi's RR. It's so awesome, so cute.
The car's cute.
We thought the line was going to be hours and hours, but it really ended up being like 20 to 30. Huge groups of people go.
And
if you remember, it's pretty similar to the ride that was before with the blow-up tires, in that the vehicle that you're in kind of just goes. But it's essentially on a trackless roller coaster, like trackless ride. So your car actually just moves. And the story behind it is that Luigi's cousins from Carzoli come to visit, and they are in the back of his shop, and they are dancing in the...
They're having like a party.
Having a party. And there are, according to that video, like 18 different scenarios that are possible.
Right.
And it's really interesting. You sat into the car, and you buckle up, and you have no idea what your car is going to do. Your car might be the one in the center as everyone's dancing around yours, like, or off to the side while everyone else is to the other. I mean, it's you never know where yours is going to go.
How fun. Where did your car go?
All over.
You are all over.
You just go all over. And you make these interesting patterns. It really does look like you're about to hit each other. You never do. I haven't seen... No one hits each other. So it doesn't actually bumper. It's just choreographed car movement. And it looks like you're about to run into other people. But really, from the outside, your cars are dancing. And from the inside, you're just sort of feeling the sensations of...
Oh, how fun.
Amusement and pleasure.
That is so fun. Now, that was the first day it was open, because we tried to ride it on Monday and it was not open.
At all?
No.
Oh.
So the next day, I think you were the first day.
Yeah.
Was it just APs?
No. This was open to the public.
Open. Okay.
To the public.
Okay.
So it was, and so great, so fun. Apparently, the cast members are supposed to introduce you to your car. Each of the cars have different names. They're all different colors, first of all. Some have mustaches and whatever. Apparently, I've heard from another cast member that they're supposed to say, "This is Nicola," like, whatever. And, mine, if that happened, then mine was "Pull on your safety belt." That's the name of the car, because that's what I got. It was so fun, totally fine, totally great. The second thing that we had planned was we met up with a couple friends that were at Ariel's, which was fun. Ariel's under the sea ride, which was great and totally fun and fantastic. And it always feels like fresh. It doesn't feel fresh. We do the same thing all the time, but I just feel like there's always something that I'm like, oh, that's a new turtle, or feels new, or feels bright. In this particular instance, it felt like the castle that's lit before you go into the under the sea room just felt like brighter to me. I was like, I don't know if there's this new light or we're lighting it from behind. I don't know.
Oh, no. Now, I wrote that
crazy
on Monday, and it feels like it had been... Everything
Something.
Was a little fresher.
Yeah.
Like, the eels were fresh.
Yeah.
Ursula was a little fresh. I was like, oh, this might have gotten a once-over.
A little paintbrush.
Yeah.
Something.
Something was... everything seemed to be working.
Once we were done with that ride, we made our way back to Disneyland to get to do our reservations at Blue Bayou, which is the restaurant that's in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
One of the coolest. I've done it now this is the third time that I've been there, but neither Randall nor Julia had ever been there. So it was really kind of fun to...
First time. I've never done it.
And the food, first of all, was awesome. I had this, like, beef loin.
And it tasted good?
Tasted really
good. Like, it was good? Okay, because that place is expensive.
It's expensive.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, it's expensive. First of all, I have to say this one magical thing, because we sat there, and I was like, oh my god, this is so weird, it's crazy. Because that place is so dark, you know, you're always kind of having to squint to look at your menu. You open the menu lights up. It's magic! The menu lights up. It's triggered by the opening, and you see a light from underneath the, like, paper. And it was so magical. So magical. It was like, okay, this is so cool. But then when that did light up and I saw the prices of some of this food, I did not light up.
Right. So what did you have? You had the beef Wellington or something.
It's not a Wellington. It was like a beef. It basically was like a
beef stew.
Cut strip.
Okay. Beef.
And Julia had the gluten-free menu, which you can order off of if you're not gluten-free. Her food looked really good. Ours was really good as well. But, you know, tons of options. It is definitely probably the most expensive thing in Disneyland.
In Disneyland, yeah.
Like, absolutely comparable almost to
Carthay Circle. You're paying for that view.
Yeah, and, you know, the service was good. Service was good. The environment was good. The food was good. The company was good. All very awesome. And totally recommended. It's definitely a special occasion place to go to and something that... You know, you're not going to do that every time. So it's kind of a fun thing. All of that was good. Randall got a little birthday surprise at the end. So if you are celebrating a birthday, please let them know.
Did he have a button?
He did have a button. And people were very sweet. And as if we've talked about on the birthday episode, people definitely love saying it. And in fact, yesterday this is going to sound crazy, but it felt like someone was going to get, like, shot with a tranquilizer gun in their neck if they didn't say it. There was sort of this, like, energy around it. People
were like, happy birthday, Randall!
Yeah, yeah. And we turned the corner. The guy at Ariel's Grotto was like, did I say it? Did I say it to you? Did I say happy birthday? And it was like, no, you didn't. Okay, there's an energy. Anyway, I don't know what was up. But anyways, to finish the night... We went to Fantasyland and rode Peter Pan. The line was only...
I did that on my birthday,
45
too.
Minutes or so. You can, in fact. You can, in fact, fit 3 adult human bodies on the...
On the ship?
On the pirate ship. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was looking at the cast member like, can we? And she was like, uh-huh. It's the thing. So tip.
Okay.
Don't be, if you're 3 people, go for it. Just go for it.
I love it.
And it was great. It was a great way to end the night.
You did not stay for parade or fireworks,
Well, no, this is the thing. We were eating during parade and fireworks, and the fireworks definitely went off, for sure, because of the proximity of sound to where we were.
Ah.
Like, definitely. But you have to choose. Are you going to eat? Are you going to watch the fireworks? Are you going to do whatever? I will have to say just this one thing on this trip was that there were a couple examples of not so magical cast members who were kind of snippy, and it was very interesting.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't want to harbor it, but it was definitely made me go like, oh, I need to give you a little bit more magic. When Randall put his card through, on the computer it says happy birthday, and the woman just sort of didn't see it, or I don't know, but Julia, it just was a weird moment because Julia sort of went back and was like, happy birthday, Randall. And not that you're entitled to it, but you only get your birthday once. There's just something about
it.
Like,
you do like to celebrate birthdays.
I do celebrate birthdays, yeah, so it's important to me. And so that was really kind of a interesting thing. And then Julia at one point was looking to purchase those plates that are specific to the years that they're doing for the 60th, which is like various decade plates. They're awesome. And we're looking for them. And we just got a little bit of snippy attitude from...
Okay.
From the cast members. That's all I'm going to say. It just was like a little interesting.
You know, we haven't done cast member of the day in a while. And I don't think
Did you have one?
No. We not one that like stuck out.
I would say we had one that was in the Emporium helping us out, pointing thing. Maybe I don't know. Maybe that's not a good.
Well,
one. He's doing his job.
And so to say that we did not have one. We did not have a bad experience all day with any cast member, but we didn't have like one that like actually stood out.
Right.
So it was fine. Except for I will say, oh
please,
how are we doing on time? Are we good?
Yeah, we're fine.
No, it's just the parade performers that day.
People can't see your face, so were.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm trying to figure out what I was not the best favorite parade I've seen.
Okay,
I'll say that. Not the best parade I've seen.
Would you use the term marking or? Like, what's going on? It just wasn't good.
I feel like there was a lot of character understudies on. Like, who approved you to be in that dress?
Okay.
But yeah. So that was just, it was like, oh. Like, it felt maybe more like a training parade.
Mm.
Like, oh, we're training everyone today.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And it just the collective was not.
Wasn't good. The best I've seen.
Okay.
Wasn't the best I've seen. And I love that parade, but that's what I'm going to say.
I'm just going to say something that I'm excited about, which is the Frozen show in DCA opening up.
Did you see that? I saw the marquee. Did you see the marquee?
I did not see the marquee.
Oh, God. I took a picture of it.
It's very cool? Cute.
Yeah, it's like, when will Frozen be here? And then it says, in summer.
Oh, great. I think the actual date is 5/27.
5/27?
I think that's it. It's either that or the 20. It's either 5/27 or 5/25.
Which means that it's really 5/23 because they probably.
I'm saying 5/27.
But really 5/25.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So
you know where we'll be on May 25th. If you're looking for us, the Hyperion Theater.
You gotta see the Frozens. Anyways, it's been so fun. We really just talked about our trips. We hadn't been in a long time, so that was sort of a thing.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It has been a while.
Let's finish this with, is there anything else that you are Disney excited about? Decided.
Zootopia. I wanna see Zootopia.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see
that. That is gonna be good. That looks good.
Yeah, I like it.
Let's watch it and then talk about it next week.
All right. Deal.
All right. Okay, you guys.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon. See you in the parks.
Bye.
Bye.